I saw a wave, a dark wave, come over our nation, and it's not just the election, of course, but this program is going to be all in the name Rigged. Rigged. Because when I and we formed Rigged, it was because of the financial system. But Rigged is now becoming common in America. It's all rigged.
In a rigged system, rigged in our culture.
Today we're going to be discussing some explosive content between NATO and what's going on with Russia. And of course, China's going to be right behind Russia. So this is going to be a great program. We also, towards the end, have some very interesting news regarding silver. You're going to want to listen to that one, because this is the real behind the scenes of what's going on that many people are not aware of regarding silver. And I want to explain a little bit of that, because it's actually really important to what's going on in the future. And you're going to want to hear that. But this is really good stuff, because the temperature is picking up. Nothing has slowed down regarding Russia, Ukraine. I'm no longer interested in sitting here trying to hammer the fact that here's why it happened. Here's what's going on. Here's what the West is doing. Here's what Russia is really behaving. I do understand that, you know, there are a lot of different opinions regarding Russia and Ukraine. Unfortunately, many, many people, I've talked to very intelligent people, they just have a completely different opinion on Russia, which is, hey, I get it. It's fine. I'm just saying, do you know your history? Do you realize it was Napoleon that tried to invade Russia first? Do you realize it was the Germans that invaded second in World War II and killed tens of millions of Russians? Do you understand that Ukraine is the superhighway, the only area in Europe that allows Europe to go through? It's like an artery to get through right into Russia, because it's flat land. And so you can actually take your vehicles, your tanks, and so forth. You march right into Russia. Russia is obviously aware of all this. That's why Ukraine is the red line in the sand. The other territories were protected by mountains. But again, these are Russian citizens in the whole eastern half of Ukraine. So you just have to understand history. And then the bottom line is, know that Russia holds $77 trillion in natural resources, not just the oil, gas, but the rare earth minerals. I mean, go on and on. The fertilizer. I mean, they are loaded. And you don't think for a second that the West thinks that they can destabilize and destroy the Russian government. What Putin said is absolutely true. The West is trying to destabilize and overthrow the Russian government, so the West can get their hands on the $70 trillion of natural resources. They take over, they destroy the government, they put in their corporate minions, and they go and control the resources. Europe definitely needs it, because I don't think Europe has 1 ounce of natural resource for themselves. And they're even trying to kill off the farmland, which is insane. I guess they didn't learn much from the Roman Empire, but you know, United States, obviously, we're endowed. We do have our own natural resource, although apparently it turns out that the Bidens anyway, Hunter was working out some deals where they were trying to sell off all the rights for natural gas production to the Chinese. Hopefully that gets squashed, but that's some pretty egregious, I would almost call it treasonous, but that is one of our main pieces of information, in as far as commodity. Next to oil, we do have farmlands, and we do have some rare earth, especially in California and Mountain High. We do have some gold and silver, Nevada. That's why I call it, I think, the silver state, right? But so there's a real big deal here. This is really huge. It's not what people think. I just don't believe it. I know I don't really trust Putin either, but I also completely understand. If I'm Russia, the West has already tried to invade twice to take our natural resources, and they're trying it again. This is that serious. They think Russia is bluffing. I absolutely disagree with that statement. I think Russia is absolutely as hardcore honest as you can get regarding their desire to protect against the West's attack and the takeover of their nation. They are not going to allow it. So what's going on right now is the United States and NATO, I think, are waking up to what just happened. I discussed this in a previous podcast, part of it anyway, but what happened at the meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization? This is really, really big. And I know most Americans do not have a clue what transpired during that week and the meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, what we call, for going forward, aka the SCO. It is a clarion call, a defiant declaration that the countries which account for over half of the world's population are no longer going to defer to the United States. The attendees that were at the SCO include Russia, China, India, Turkey, supposedly our ally, Iran, Pakistan, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia. Mind you, Saudi Arabia is the wealthiest monarch in the world with about $1.4 trillion. The speeches by Russia's Putin and China's Xi Jinping are especially noteworthy. You got to read with these people because China's a little better at it than Russia. China will play both sides of the fence. Russia's pretty darn direct. But both countries put the United States on notice that the United States and NATO, European allies, will be treated, and this is huge. There's a bigger picture here. They will be treated as a sponsor of terrorism because they supply weapons to Ukraine that are being used to attack civilian targets in the eastern half. Now, you can accuse, you know, people of exaggerating some of this, that Putin or Xi mentioned the United States or NATO by name. They don't really get direct with it. But believe me, this is what they're talking about, period. The actions of the NATO allies in Ukraine are seen by both Russia and China. They view it this way. And now the fact that Russia and China are collaborating, that they are becoming very strong allies, they both clearly see the support and weaponry provided into Ukraine. Remember, it's the artery. Acts of terrorism. Russia and China also put the West on notice that Iran is no longer going to be treated as a pariah state. Iran is welcomed, emphatically welcomed, by both Putin and Xi as a member of this cooperation. So here we're getting negotiations, or we're supposedly, you know, dealing with this Iran, this nuclear deal. So, folks, the Axis allies are being established. This is jarring news to Western allies. And you've never probably heard this reported. That's why Rigged Against You is such an important program. Please post it to your social media. Get the word out to friends to listen, because this is information you're just not going to get mainstream. But they have enjoyed the luxury, the West anyway, has enjoyed the luxury of the dominance because of the U.S. dollar as being the international reserve currency. Well, we kind of blew that through the door when we went ahead and did the sanctions to Russia, which then therefore triggered this away from a unipolar world now into a multipolar world. It was always a golden rule. And it's obviously those with the gold makes the rules, right? Well, the United States now faces a real dilemma, because now it's insisting on levying international sanctions on any nation or leader who refuses to toe the line for Washington. But the blowback effects of those sanctions are ravaging Europe and destroying their economies, and is going to hurt America too, folks. But wait until this winter comes. We haven't seen anything yet. We haven't gotten into the food crisis and the energy crisis that's going to ravage Europe right now. They're already nationalizing energy production. And when they start nationalizing, they'll always screw it up, because the government can never do anything as good as the private sector. But China and Russia now realize and affirm that the United States is no longer a reliable, trustworthy partner. They see the United States as a petulant child. In the past, coercing others, throwing temper tantrums, which we so often do, don't we? And launching ill-conceived, foolish foreign military operations. Because that's what we've been doing. That's what America is. You know, we try to say about the other rest of the world. And listen, I love my country, so I don't want to hear from anybody. I'm a Army war veteran. I can say it. But we definitely are the ones, you know, I know it's to make America great, but I just disagree with the approach, I guess you could say. But most important here, but what was not really said, is that the leaders of the SCO realize that Washington right now is leaderless. Those pulling the strings, I don't know who it is, the industrial military complex, the president of the Council of Foreign Relations, but it's definitely not Joe Biden. And we know that. I mean, it's not his staff. These people are just, I don't know, professor left wing Marxist ideologues that want to try to do something that empowers financially their base. It's a different world, but they really believe that Washington is leaderless, that Biden is not there. He's littered with dementia. Putin demonstrated this in his press conference. He didn't have a podium to lean on like Biden. He did not have a cheat sheet of journalists that instruct him who to call on like Biden does. I mean, he has cue cards for Pete's sakes. I mean, come on. And he spoke intelligently, Putin did, off the cuff. Listen to what President Xi says. You've got to listen to what they say. President Xi's speech lays out in detail the future of the SCO. Now, I'm not going to get into all of it, but I'm just going to hit you some highlights so you can understand how tight the Chinese and the Russians are getting. Under the new conditions, the SCO as an important constructive force, basically, in international regional affairs. And they're going to be a major region, by the way. They will keep itself well positioned in the face of the changing dynamics here internationally. They're going to ride the trend of times. They're going to strengthen their solidarity and cooperation and build closer SEO community with a shared future. He goes on to say, we should guard against attempts by external forces to instigate a color revolution. Folks, that is a huge statement, because who's the color revolution? The left in this country. They've been doing it. Why do you think the Clintons showed up in 2016 wearing purple? Anytime you see these people in rallies and stuff, when they wear purple, that is the color revolution. That is a Marxist, socialist, communist color revolution. Period. That's why they're real big on promoting the transgender and the homosexual and all the other ideas that are trying to transform the moral character. It's a way of destroying the moral and foundational aspect of the United States. And so this color revolution is really a big deal. And we in the United States really are doing it. We're pushing our values on the world. There's many in the world that just don't agree with that type of perverted ideology. They just don't. But this color revolution is serious. And he very clearly said, we have to guard against it. We have to jointly oppose interference in other countries. Internal affairs under any pretext, he said. Hold our future firmly in our own hands, says President Xi. Think about this. This is where China and Russia, this is how they think right now. China supports advancing the SEO expansion in an active manner. They're doing it, especially with the Silk Road. They are doing it. They control the ports. They control the distribution of goods and service. It's incredible. This is going to include going through the procedure to admit Iran as a member state. And then what is the West going to do? Launching the procedure for Belarus's accession. You can see how the Axis ally is building. They're going to admit Bahrain, the Maldives, United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, Myanmar. They're, all the dialogue is now engaging with these partners and granting the relevant countries the legal status due to them. We need to seize the opportunity to build consensus, says President Xi, deepen cooperation, and jointly create a bright future for the Eurasian continent. Now, why is this going to be important to you and I? Because we have been living a life of the American dream. We've been living a life where America dominated the world. We dominated financially. We dominated militarily. We dominated because the dollar was the reserve world currency. As it is now being imploded and we are being transformed into a multipolar world, our lives are going to be dramatically impacted in the standard of living. If you think inflation is bad now, they think they're going to cure it. They can't, because we have printed trillions and trillions of dollars, diluting the buying power. So prices of goods and services are expensive because the dollar doesn't buy us the same. We're saving right now in our retirement accounts, in our brokerage accounts, in the banks. We're saving our hard-earned wealth over the decades and years. We're saving for retirement and for the inheritance to our children's children. But we're saving, most anyway, in dollars. Reserve currency notes. It's not a real asset. It's not tangible. It's not real. All fiat currencies go to zero. History will show you. So we are investing into zero to a potential. Our standard of living will be dramatically impacted if we do not wise up to investing in a way where tangible assets right now, anyway, time and season, especially silver and gold. You will understand why more in the future, and wait till I share with you what I'm getting ready to tell you about silver. But this is a really big deal. Here's something most are not aware of, and this is a huge silver bit of information. And this is extremely alarming. It should be alarming to you. It's definitely alarming to me. And this even comes out of an expert. He's out of London. His name is Andrew McGuire, and he knows exactly what he's talking about. He's on the inside. And this is all about that there's exchange, something called exchange for physical. Meaning these futures contracts that they sell off in the COMEX. So when you see a price for silver on the computer, you are looking at a futures contract. It's a piece of paper. It's a derivative. It's an obligation note to take actual physical possession. Each contract allows you to take possession of 5,000 ounces of silver. Most of these futures contracts, they settle in cash and they move it off into something else. So they are able to move money around, but never really actually physically deliver the silver. Well, Andrew McGuire is saying that the exchange for physicals are being transferred now to what are called serial forward contract obligations. Now, I know this is going to get a little complicated, but these exchange for physical contracts, meaning taking that futures contract and then saying, instead of settling in cash, I want the real physical metal delivered to me. That's what's going to break the exchange, folks, because they don't have the physical. How do I explain it? Put it this way. They have sold more silver on paper than they have in the vault for delivery. So take one silver ounce and put it on one side of the street and about 500 or 600 people on the other side of the street and say, go. That's what this is. You see, the physical's not there for what they're selling. If they only sold what was really physical, silver would be hundreds of dollars an ounce right now. So these forward serial contracts now, here's the real hook to this. This is really huge. These contracts are less than 14 days. I'm going to explain this. Anything greater than 14 days, they must be recorded and sent to the comptroller. This is in Great Britain, at the LBMA. This is how they monitor the risk to the banking system. So they're doing these exchange for physicals. They're taking these derivative contracts. They're demanding 5,000 ounces per contract be delivered. They're converting them to serial contracts for 14 days. So all of this movement is not being recorded. So they don't know how much trouble the Western banking system is in. This is really important. Now, understanding that this to be true, this is a massive conspiracy to defraud, as we now witness a monstrous total EFP, which is exchange for physical issuance, as it heads into the stratosphere. This is really important to understand. They're trying to skirt around the regulation so nobody notices how much trouble the system is in. And I know they're doing the exchange for physicals because the COMEX doesn't, you just got to look at the numbers on the COMEX inventory. They don't have the physical metal to obligate the contracts they're selling. It's rigged against us. The whole system is, mind you, but that specific is rigged. And we're talking a huge, colossal number that can't be done. Now, here's the real big one. You ready for this? This will end this podcast, but this will tell you why I'd be going to Cornerstone Asset Metals. I'd be telling your friends they better take it serious, because physical silver is going to be very valuable in the future to protect and preserve what we work so hard for. Russia is a major supplier of silver to London, the London Bullion Exchange. And Mexico is the supplier to the COMEX, which is the American exchange. With the sanctions now placed on Russia, London has no way to get silver other than to compete with New York in the COMEX. Again, we cut our nose off despite our face. I don't know how many cliches I could try to say. I have no idea. We just walked up to a sleeping bear and stuck a sword right in his thigh. And I think we thought we could break them. This would be no big deal. We really miscalculated. And they're doubling down. They're not giving in. They're providing more weapons to Ukraine. NATO is doubling down. They're doubling down on sanctions. So now the London bullion market no longer can be supplied by Russia, who was the main silver supplier. And I don't think it's ever going back. If I was thinking correctly, Russia's probably, unless we give them back the hundreds of billions that we stole and the trouble we caused by, festering this war with Ukraine, they're going to not only keep the silver, they'll just turn around and sell it to China. So now London just lost their entire ability to supply their precious metal bullion exchange with silver. All we need is Mexico to just say no. And I tell you what, the West is done. If you can only see how much silver is needed for electric vehicles, solar panels, you name it, we need the physical silver industrially, not just for your bathroom mirror. So now London, in a survival mode, is going to be competing with New York for the Mexican supply of silver. Do you not see how the equation is stacked? They can keep manipulating this price, but eventually the supply and demand of economics, the real economics, is going to root its head, and you're going to see explosive prices here in the future. But the fact that the natural resources controlled by the East, by Russia, by China, is so overwhelming, and Europe just about has nothing. They have some oil in the North, but that's about it. There's so, and this is a survival mechanism. Do I want America to survive? Yes. I'm merely saying we didn't have to do this. This wasn't necessary. This never would have happened under President Trump. Russia had guarantees that we were not going to build up NATO, or we were not going to put NATO in Ukraine. And by the way, NATO decades ago even said they would never expand that way. They will never do that. But it was in 2014 that Obama and Biden overthrew an elected president in Ukraine and installed the Azov neo-Nazis there, and they created this situation today. They wanted this to happen. It didn't need to. The world was operating in a pretty harmonious fashion. We didn't need it, except maybe they thought they would push it around. I can't imagine they wanted Russia's resources that bad. All we had to do was pay them for it. Who cares? This is how huge this is. And I get it, but for you folks, for your standard of living, for your future, not just for yourself, but the inheritance to your children and children's children, you better get prepared properly, because this will dramatically have an impact on every aspect of your life, your family's life, and our future. I hope we can turn things around in this country. I hope we can get some sane foreign policy back into this country and stop the escalation of a potential World War III. So God bless each and every one of you. Until next week.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.